beautiful. I can't believe that we're here.
Damn, son, where'd you find this? Damn, now figuring us, man.
Big one.
Oh, it still is. Oh, now it's working. Okay. That's something. That's the guarantee.
That will definitely get cut out.
You folks will never know. You will never know. If you were my part of my squad, you've probably heard it before. And that's... Hey, folks, it's the Lock... It's the Guy Talk Podcast.
Whoa!
With the Locker Room Boys.
You know how that is.
We're getting all the ladies and drinking all the beers. And today, everyone, we're talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs. Also known as the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that'll get out of there too. You folks will never, ever know. And because that's the fucking oppressive society that we live in. The oppressive society that I live in.
Can't take a joke.
Alright, we're just gonna go through... Let's just go over the news updates from Toronto Maple Leafs. Jason Spezza, retired.
Won't win a cup as a player, which is kind of sad, but...
And he's going to join the organization in some kind of capacity. It doesn't really seem like it's set in stone. They're going to give him the run of the mill. Let him test out every role in the organization and see what he fits best with. If I were to... You know, I don't really know too much about who gets to travel with the team and stuff. But I think you'd want a close interaction, or Spezza would want close interactions with players and still being active. So I think what would be ideal for Jason Spezza would be somewhere in player development.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's where he'll end up, either player development or potentially like an assistant coach. That might be too soon.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Leafs are pretty loose and contemporary. They're trying out new stuff. They're always innovating. So, you know, maybe Spezza could be an assistant coach this season.
All right. And Spezza left a precedent, which other folks on the team have started to adapt. Mark Giordano, he did what we wanted him to do. The first check mark off for Charlie and I's postseason checklist. 2 years, 800K. He's 37 years old. Jonas Siegel from The Athletic reports that Giordano could have got 2 to 3 times more on the open market, perhaps $2.4 million for a one-year deal on the open contract, on the open market. So shouts out to Mark Giordano sticking by. I'd love to have him, in the lineup.
Yeah, the Leafs actually wanted to pay him $1 million for 2 years, and Mark Giordano talked them down to $800K to help out the team a little bit. So,
oh, I thought it was $1 million 1 year.
Was that?
Yeah.
I missed that part.
And then I think his idea was we can do the 2 year, but it's $800K.
That's nice either way, honestly. I'll take it.
Yeah. So, it kind of... Right now, the Leafs' left side is Riley, Muzzin, and Giordano.
Yeah.
But further down this list, we're going to be looking at characters such as Rasmus Sandin, who is going to need a contract, but is also going to need a spot to play. I haven't really seen him on the right side.
It'll be interesting. I wonder if they put Giordano on the right side.
I don't know. I've never seen him over there.
Neither have I.
All right.
5 left-handed D. Oh, well, I guess 4.
Yeah. Let's move into the UFAs. First off, Ilya Lyubushkin. If we can sign him for a reasonable amount, I think I'd like to have him back. But I don't want him to play on the top pairing with Riley. That doesn't make sense to me.
Honestly, Liljegren looked really good up on the top pairing with Riley when he was playing there throughout the regular season. I wouldn't mind...
Liljegren or Lyubushkin?
Liljegren.
Okay, yeah.
I wouldn't mind giving him more of a try higher up the lineup than on that third pair. He looked good even in the first game against Tampa.
I agree, and, you know, the Leafs still have TJ Brody as well as Justin Hall,
mm-hmm.
who would certainly be an adequate third-line pairing.
Yeah.
So if Liljegren can go the distance, then sure. Yeah, I don't know if they'll be re-signing Lyubushkin, but we'll see. How about Colin Blackwell? I think it's the same story for me. It's sort of, if it's a reasonable amount, then fantastic.
It's like around a million, maybe less than a million five. Sure, bring him back. Put him on that fourth line. He was great. Yeah. He brings the energy in the battle that you need.
The tenacity is the word that Dubas likes to use.
Tenacity is a very good word for him.
And he says they want more tenacity in the group next year.
I think that they need him around then.
Well, someone else I think they're going to need around if they want tenacity is Ilya Mikheyev.
Yes.
I mean, what do you do? Do you go term with Ilya Mikheyev? What do you have to do to make that work? What is he going to be asking for? I'm thinking 4x question mark, Charlie. What do you think?
I'm thinking you sign him for 1 year or you sign him for 4 or 5 years.
All right,
because
well,
you got a bunch of contracts coming up in 2 and 3, the big guns. So you either need somebody locked in at a decent price. If he wants to take $4 million by 5 years, I think that could be worth it for Mikheyev.
Hyman's numbers for Mikheyev? Hyman's contract for Mikheyev.
Yeah, but it's not 8 and it's 5 or $1.5 million less.
You said $5 million for 4 years. Did you mean $4 million for 5 years?
Yes, that is what I meant.
Okay. That I can get on board with. These are very important distinctions, Charles.
Mixing up the
You don't
want to
get this
here.
All slippery over here.
Goddamn.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be 4x something. You got to have to move out either Kerfoot, Muzzin, or Hall to make it happen, I think. If you also want to be keeping Sandy Nilegren and Pierre Engvall, who's an RFA, yeah. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do it, then great. I think it'll have to involve Kerfoot leaving.
Yeah, I think, honestly, first on the chopping block is Mrazek.
Oh, yeah. Forget chopping block. Just, like,
but to make
who
it,
can take this contract?
Right.
Yeah. I personally like the goalie. I'd say give him another chance, give him some time to adapt to the system, get some communication going with the team.
It's just a bad contract.
It's two more years.
Yeah.
If it's a shit show we'll at the see. Start of the year, then you can move him.
Yeah, we'll see.
But give him the summer, give him time to live in Toronto, adapt with everybody. That's just me. Because I've seen Mrazek play good hockey in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. Like, I don't know what you're going to do with that $4 million. If you go get rid of Mrazek and then you have $4 million, then you spend that on Mikheyev. All right, so now your goalies are Shalgren and who?
Yeah, I feel you. And then you move out Hall and Kerfoot or someone like that. And then you use that money for another goaltender.
Sure, you could. But what are you going to do about Sandin and Liljegren?
We still got $8 million before considering all of this. All
right. Okay.
So then there's, just above $7 million now with the Giordano contract.
Right.
And yeah, then you got to sign those three guys, Engvall, Sandin, Liljegren, three RFAs. And yeah, you could reasonably spend about $5 million on the goaltender. I don't know if Jack Campbell's the guy to spend $5 million on, but I feel like that's going to be the plan. And then you're going to either have to get a cheap backup. Maybe Holtby wants to take another $2 million, $1 million-something contract for a year, come play for Toronto. That'd be a sick 1B, I think.
Yeah.
Experience with the cup as well. You know, could help Campbell out through the playoffs or something. But yeah, Campbell for $5 million. I'm just not sure he's proven enough to be asking for that. He did play very well for Toronto, but
I think you've summed it up perfectly. That's essentially the story here. Wants $5 million. It seems that the other team, the Leafs, are competing against on the open market because he's an unrestricted free agent are the New Jersey Devils, who are seemingly interested in offering Campbell a 5x5, which the Leafs will not do.
No.
They can't do. They will not have anyone to be able to play on their roster if they do something like that. So, I think you're going to have to do this 1A, 1B type situation. I don't know that swapping out one problem and finding another guy who could very much just become another problem is a good play. I think you try with Mrazek first. I think the Leafs will keep open for a goaltender. I don't know what potential trade options are available, but there are some free agent markets opportunities for the Leafs, in particular Marc-Andre Fleury.
I was about to ask, what is Fleury asking for?
Who knows? But, I mean, I don't know, man. Why would he want to come to Toronto? Marc-Andre Fleury, Casey DeSmith, and Ville Husso. And I just think, like, if you're going to get any of these guys to come to Toronto, you're going to have to pay them a competitive open market price, which means... which means it's not cheap. Like, you had to do that for Mrazek, and he was a great goalie somewhere else. He came here, and he's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now everyone's going, oh, he's garbage. But you've only ever seen him in this group. So,
yeah, I've only ever seen
him
injured.
And it's a relatively small sample size. So, like, who are you? Like, who's to say, yeah, it's okay, we'll just go get someone on the free agency. And it's like, okay, well, you go get Marc-Andre Fleury. Let's say he comes for an 800K. Let's just say Marc-Andre, and then he comes here, it's like, it just doesn't work. Like, he gets crushed. He's sub 800, 900, you know, just for whatever reason. I don't know, for whatever reason, just say it happens. Then everyone's going to be going, oh, Marc-Andre Fleury's garbage now. He's not a good goalie. Well, you go trade him to fucking, you go trade him to Vegas, and I bet you he'll do fantastic with that system. So whatever, man. I think it's a very complicated situation. I think you shouldn't be rash on Mrazek, because he's got some good playing in him. He's a bit of a glass cannon.
I'm not saying he's a terrible goaltender. I'm saying the contract is bad.
$4 million, man.
And yeah, $4 million, and they could use that money elsewhere, and they might have to.
Yeah,
they might have in a situation where they have to. That's more what I'm talking about. I'm not talking anything bad about Mrazek here. He struggled, but
there's also some Leaf pipeline options. In particular, this guy, his name is Dryden McKay. You heard about him?
I have, of course.
All right, he's the Hobie Baker Award winner for Minnesota University or State University, whatever the hell, University of Minnesota. Charlie, in this year in the NCAA, guess what his record was?
I don't know.
He went 38-5-0.
Jesus.
Yeah, his save percentage was 931. The Hobie Baker, that's got to be some good shit. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's like MVP.
Yeah, Spit and Chicklets diehards and fucking Minnesota hockey nerds will get mad at me for this, but
yeah,
I don't care enough to consider your culture. I'm sorry.
I did read,
but it matters to me if the Leafs prospect, because I'm a fanboy. I'm Homer, so. Yeah, Dryden McKay. His NCAA career. Sorry, I'm just going to keep it. It's fine. His NCAA career, what do you think his total stats are?
He has
140 games played.
Over 100 wins.
He has 20 losses.
Yeah.
Including 34 shutouts. Charlie, that is more shutouts in a double NCAA career than goaltenders such as Jake Oettinger.
Mm-hmm.
Thatcher Demko.
Wow.
Matt Murray.
Wow.
Chris Schneider. And Ryan Miller.
Wow.
Ryan Miller got 26 and Dryden McKay got 34. Dryden McKay is a good name too. That's a goalie name.
That is a goalie name.
Dryden
for sure.
McKay. Okay.
He got caught. He's been banned from playing hockey for, what, 6 months?
Yeah, so this is an even more bullish part of the thesis. Yeah. So he's been suspended for 6 months because of a banned substance was found in his system while he was doing a drug test. It's called Ostarine. And apparently he didn't know it was in some supplement he was taking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about Ostarine, but it's pretty lit. Because I'm just assuming he definitely knew he was taking it.
Likewise.
And I just think that's kind of lit.
It was
that's the winner's mentality as far as I'm concerned.
What I read was that the supplement was mislabeled.
Right.
And it didn't let him know that it was in it. So pretty good.
What else we got here? So the Leafs, the defense. I mean, you got Sandin, Liljegren, Hall, Brody, Riley, Muzzin, and Gio. Let's say that's what's going. Let's see, that's what it is, and Sandin isn't here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say that's not what it is, and Muzzin isn't here, and you're looking for an option on the left side. You got a few options in the free agent market that might be worth considerations because they kind of fit the profile of what the Leafs need. However, you almost want these guys on your bottom pairing, and that's kind of done already because the Leafs got Giordano there. So yeah. You've got Nikita Zadorov. Is it Nikita?
No, I believe it is Nikita.
All right, Zadorov's a free agent.
Mane.
I think Ian Cole from Carolina is a free agent.
I like that.
And Edler, I don't know his first name, who was on Vancouver. I don't know if he's still playing there. I feel like he got traded because it was such a shit contract.
Yeah.
I'm not really interested in him.
No, not really.
And let's say you move out Justin Hall to try and make room for whatever. Okay. If you're looking on the free, you could look at Josh Manson, who would probably be a very expensive and therefore impossible option for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
But Charlie, this is the really interesting name. This is the talk of the town. Because if you could get him in here for 800K and he fits the profile of the type of person that would do that, the good old PK Subban.
Mm-hmm.
800K, would you do it?
It's an interesting one.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I like him. I like him. I know that there have been some struggles in the past with some locker room issues. You know, he and Gallagher used to get into fights and in practice and stuff, but he's a competitive guy. He plays some good hockey. I haven't really seen him play much. I didn't really watch a lot of the New Jersey Devils the last couple of years, but
is Wehner sticking around?
That's a good question.
I
don't know.
I'm talking about is Wayne Gretzky sticking around the TNT broadcast?
I don't know.
I'm sorry to go off track there.
That's all right. It happens.
Continue.
Yeah.
Oh, did you think I was talking about... Never mind.
I knew exactly what you're
talking
about.
Just go on.
Yeah. What would be a super interesting play is if we could somehow convince Josh Manson to get signed by the Arizona Coyotes.
Yes.
And then we trade for him at 50% retention.
Yes.
And receive him on like a $2.5-3 million deal.
We should just do that with every free agent.
Yeah.
I bet there's got to be a rule against collusion. There has to be something in place, some sort of guideline to prevent that. You'd think.
Maybe. I mean, the Leafs were going to do a similar version of the sign and trade with Hyman, I guess, like re-signing Hyman and then trading him to Edmonton for the extra year.
Right.
That you can't get in free agency, but I don't know. I guess it's a different situation.
Does Hyman need to be on board with that?
Probably not, you know, but it would ruin a GM's reputation if you sign this guy for 8 years to like a nice contract and then immediately flip him to another team.
Yeah, for real.
That would fucking own your reputation. You can do it in NHL 22, the EA game for sure, but
with morale off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, folks. Do you have anything else, Jack?
You ever heard of Curtis Douglas?
Yeah, but can you remind me who he is?
He is a 22-year-old Leafs prospect. He was a fourth-round pick in 2018 by the Dallas Stars. I don't know how he ended up here, but he's playing on the Marlies. He's 6'9 and 235 pounds, plays center, and had about a half point a game last year in the AHL. So just, you know, another guy to be excited about, big guy.
Sure, he's only 22.
Yeah, he's only 22. I know that he had... Or I've read that he had troubles with his skating, but he's gotten better at skating, and he's playing really physically. So imagine like Chara as the Leafs' fourth line center in a couple of years.
Too slow, man. Yeah, I was about to say, like, what's his skating like, you know?
Well, it's improving is what I've heard, but that's about as best as I can report.
You better be fucking improving. You're 22. You want to be a professional hockey player. If it's not improving, then you're probably not going to make the show.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So,
it's kind of a nothing statement, I know.
I agree with you. Tonight in sports news, players doing what they're supposed to.
Beep, bop, boop.
Beep, bop, boop, sports.
I don't know. Does Robertson play on the Leafs this year? What do you think about Robertson?
He's too small.
Too small and too slow, right?
He's too small and not skilled enough.
Yeah.
He's not like a... I don't know. His brother's got some size to him and just... kind of gets to the
his brother's like 6'3
right spots, Yeah, and I don't know, man. I don't know about Robertson. I'm not bullish on him.
I'd like to see Knees or Steves come up, but I don't know how likely that is. Maybe Abbruzzese keeps playing on the third or fourth line.
Neves, Steves, Automobiles.
Neves, Steves, Abbruzzese's. It's a lot of E's. All right.
Neves, Steves, Abbruzzese's. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. This has been brought to you by PuckLegends.ca as well as the Good Fantasy Hockey League, which we'll be sending out forms for you to sign up to shortly. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Peace. Haha, we gotcha. Because actually, we're also talking about the potential of getting Chris Gibson.
John Gibson.
Who's Chris Gibson?
I couldn't fucking tell you.
Chris Gibson was a guy I used to fuck smoke weed with. John Gibson is the goaltender for the Anaheim Ducks, and the Leafs are going to trade for him. They're going to trade William Nylander and Justin Hall to the Anaheim Ducks, and they're going to get back, and a second round pick, and they're going to get back Maxime Comtois and Chris Gibson. And then it's going to come out that Comtois was the guy who sexually assaulted that poor girl in 2018.
That's an interesting trade offer.
And then, yeah, so Comtois is going to get canceled. He won't play because he's in Toronto.
Wow.
But then Toronto will trade him to Texas or to Dallas, where no one will give a fuck.
He'll actually be praised.
Probably.
They'll love him there. He'll play.
Or Edmonton, apparently. You can.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to make this a thing about.
I think you did. Yeah, I was just gonna say, what the fuck do you, but like, what would you trade for Gibson?
William Nylander.
A first and.
I'm not. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
They don't trade. They won't trade their first either. But I think they'll trade William. They could trade. They won't get Gibson first off.
No, they won't.
But what would they have to do? William Nylander is the name.
Damn, I was thinking like. Mrazek, a first, and Sandin.
Whoa.
Because the left side's full up.
That's crazy, dude.
It is kind of crazy, I agree. But I'm thinking, like, that's the price that might be a realistic pick. It might be a realistic pick.
You know, Sandin, like, I'm less excited about him now than I've been in the past. You know, I don't really expect him to become this fantastic guy. He's probably going to become a Travis Dermott. And it's like, well, whatever then. I'd rather use him as part of a package to get a Class A goalie.
Yeah, and like if he can't play the right side and Giordano can't play the right side, I don't know.
Sammy Vatanen on the Devils?
Yes.
Damn, I'm so bad. All right.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, now we're actually done for real. Right. Peace.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm very happy. I'm fun. I'm exciting. Yeah, every day exciting. Yeah, I was in Buffalo 2 days ago. No, Buffalo very cold, but more cold Minnesota. Unbelievable.
Man, you're so crazy. You're so crazy. You got some fucking healthy. Look at you. No, you don't. You need to make D's and M's. You cut my fucking bike. What you say? Look, push me. Bang. Look. Real talk. Turn around there. I'm a fucking girl, man. You are?
You don't smoke, though.
What? You don't smoke. You don't smoke. How many times I'll grab you with your ass and you cry?
How many times I'll dare you do it?
I don't cry. I don't fuck.
You wanna know?
You're trying to cook a motherfucking,
sandwich.
If you say, burn a fucking sandwich. Why the fuck you ain't eating cold? What the fuck wrong with you? And you can't eat a fucking sandwich cold. Come on. You can't even cook a damn cheese toast.
Yes, you can.
I cook all my life.
I'm every day study English. I like studying English. Because I have teacher. Gogo, Roger, Batista. Every day talking. Every day. I need practice. English, you know what I mean? Yeah, my son is Kanak. He speaks English, maybe. He's my only, you know.
But that's in English, right?
Yeah.
How do you say that in Japanese?
Japanese?
What your son says, those noises, how do they sound in Japanese? Same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, Japanese. Isho. Isho. Japanese. Only. Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I'll be back.